can begin.
I do not agree with a statewide compensation plan. Just by the mere fact that, you know, as you look at communities, they place value on education differently. Through collective bargaining, it's prevented teacher strikes. In addition, it's provided me with the wage and the benefits that I make today and feel comfortable with. And so as I look at that whole process, I would say that would be better left up to the school districts at the local level in order to determine their own pay scale and what that looks like, because I don't think that one size fits all. For instance, I could think of the pay scale and a column whereby one district has as its last column a master's plus 30 credits, and there might be another district with the last column that might have a PhD. Where I work, if you have earned a PhD, you are not appropriately compensated for that, since it does not appear on the pay scale. In other districts, it does. However, I think you'd find that type of a pay scale with a PhD in the more affluent communities, and I think you'd only be strapping those smaller rural school districts into something that they more than likely will not be able to afford.
Mr. Yavera.
Well, I agree with the individual decision.